Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set. First pitch, 6:05 between the Shuckers and the Clingstones from Synovus Park, game two of a six-game set. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Jay McBlake. We're joined by one of the guys who was a catalyst for late inning comeback yesterday, Ramon Rodriguez. Ramon, appreciate you taking the time. How about these comeback wins from you guys? It seems like every single time it gets to the sixth inning, a button flicks and you guys are scoring 8-9 runs.
Yeah, obviously we battled the first couple innings against a really good pitcher that he was doing a good job. We take really good at-bats in the first couple innings and make him work really hard for it. And then we just make the adjustment the right way. So that's why we just took real pride of what we're doing and how we take at-bats.
How much does that taking good at-bats early help set you guys up for success later, especially you? You went up, didn't get hit your first two at-bats, but then come out in the sixth inning and get that game-tying single.
Yeah, I'm seeing pitches, seeing as many pitches as you can and translate that to the other hitters, to your teammates, and let them know, hey, he's throwing this pitch, he's using this in three strikes. That helped the team, and that will help another hitter to make damage and help the team.
How has this clubhouse been over this stretch? You guys have won 10 of 14. How much has that helped you guys come together as a clubhouse and really excel in a big-time way? And everybody's pulling their weight. It's not just one side. The defense has been great. The catchers have been great. The hitting's been great. The pitching's been great. It's been everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with the good staff that we have here. I mean, the manager, from the manager to all the coaches and the group of guys that we have here. We got a great group of guys that we pull for each other day in and day out, and we come to the stadium to work really hard. So that's part of it.
This is your first year playing under manager Joe Arold. A lot of guys in this team have had experience with Joe, but what's it been like getting your first taste of experience with Joe up at the helm?
Love it. I love it. I have a chance to be with him last year in spring training, my first year on the org, and I really love it. And I'm excited for keep with him right here on the team and doing my part to help the team win, and he's been awesome. Like, I love it.
Talking about translating success, you had a really good winter in Puerto Rico in San Juan. Your fourth year playing winter ball in Puerto Rico. How have you translated that success in the winter to success here in the summertime with the Shuckers?
Yeah, playing with veterans over there, they help you grow up your game and grow mentally to be tough. I mean, this game is really tough, right? Like, when you go 10 at-bats, you get 3 hits, and you are an elite player. So that's what I've been trying to learn, how to be tough, mindset, how to have a tough mindset, and it's been helping me a lot.
How much has that 4 years of winter ball in Puerto Rico, because it is such a big development, the development never stops, especially in the wintertime, but not only to be around that veteran presence, but to develop into a better player in your home country, how much does that help in Puerto Rico?
Of course, having my family around me, it's been helpful. Obviously, not only my two daughters and my son and my wife, I have my mom, father, sister, and brothers helping me and like I said, helping me along the way and supporting me. It's been really helpful.
How exciting is it for you in the off season to be able to play in front of them and get to show out in front of the family?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great doing my thing in front of them and showing what I can do, not only here in the States, but over there as well. They are really proud of what I've been doing so far.
We talked about it the other day. You wear pink batting gloves during batting practice. You have two daughters, one son. What came about with the idea to break out the pink batting gloves for your two daughters?
Yeah, I think it's been because my middle daughter, Lara, she loves it. She's like, oh, I love pink. So it's been my color since then. I've been using it in practice. Sometimes I use it in games. I think it brings me luck.
How much does she like when Dad breaks out the pink for her?
Oh, she loves it. She gets crazy. She's like, oh, Daddy's using my batting gloves.
How old are your kids?
My older son is 4, Laura is 3, and my baby is 1.
How do you balance dad life and baseball life? Because 3 kids under 5 must mean that you and your wife are running around like crazy.
Yeah, I gave everything to my wife. Like, she's been the most amazing woman that I've been with, obviously. She's been really tough having 3 kids basically alone with me here in the States. And I give all the credit to her. Obviously, I'm playing ball, but, like, every time I get home, I'm just basically eating. She have everything prepared. My daughters are ready to go to bed, and it's like it's been beautiful, man. It's been really helpful for me having them around me.
You have them with you here on the road. How much do they like traveling around to the different places and getting to see dad play ball in all these different ballparks?
Yeah, they're enjoying it. They're enjoying it. They love to be around me, obviously, because they don't have that much time at home. So they love to come to the park and enjoy seeing baseball and watch me play. It's been a bless.
Are they turning into big baseball fans?
Yeah, lately, yeah.
Love to hear it. Are they big Ramon Rodriguez fans as well, I hope?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ramon, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you, JP. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. The Shuckers and the Clingstones coming up next.